In the late afternoon, they found the field hospital they were searching for. It was in a field outside Arras. There were two cottage tents emblazoned with the red crosses. These were serving as operating theatres. Rough shelters had also been hastily thrown up around them to accommodate the hundreds of wounded waiting for their turns on the tables. They were built of tarpaulins over timber frames, or of corrugated iron scavenged from the surrounding farms. Anna and Santane helped unload their own wounded and carried them into one of the crowded shelters. Then they retrieved their baggage from the roof of the leading ambulance. One of their patients noticed their preparations to leave. "You aren't going, Sunshine, are you?" And hearing him, others pulled themselves up on an elbow to protest. "What are we going to do without you, love?" She went to them for the last time, passing from one to the next with a smile and a joke, stooping to kiss their filthy, pain-contorted faces, and then at last, unable to bear it any more, hurrying back to where Anna waited for her. They picked up the carpet bag and Anna's sack and started along the convoy of ambulances which were being refueled, ready to return to the battlefield. Bobby Clark had waited for them, and now he ran after Santane. "We are going back. Orders from Major Sinclair."
"Au revoir, Bobby."
"I'll always remember you, Santane." She went up on tiptoe to kiss his cheek. "I hope it will be a boy," he whispered.
"It will be," she told him seriously. "A boy. I am certain of it."
The convoy of ambulances trundled away back into the north, and Bobby Clark waved and shouted something that she did not catch as they were carried away on the river of marching men and lumbering equipment.
"What do we do now?"
Anna asked.
"We go on,"
Santane told her. Somehow, subtly, she had taken charge, and Anna, increasingly indecisive with each mile between her and Mortaume, plodded after her. They left the sprawling hospital area and turned southwards once more into the crowded roadway. Ahead of them, over the trees, Santane could make out the roofs and spires of the town of Arras against the fading evening sky.
"Look, Anna," she pointed. "There is the evening star. We are allowed a wish. What is yours?"
Anna looked at her curiously. What had come over the child? She had seen her father burned to death and her favourite animal mutilated barely 2 days before, and yet there was a ferocious gaiety about her. It was unnatural.
"A wish for a bath and a hot meal."
"Oh, Anna, you always ask for the impossible."
Santane smiled at her over her shoulder, transferring the heavy carpet bag from one hand to the other.
"What is your wish, then?" Anna challenged.
"I wish that the star leads us to the general, like it led the three wise men."
"Don't blaspheme, girl."
But Anna was too tired and uncertain for the rebuke to have real force behind it.